Coming up, a singer draped in black captivates audiences with songs from the Portuguese seaside. But first, what do famous performers like James Earl Jones, Carly Simon, and Bruce Willis have in common? In real life, they've all struggled with stuttering. Yet when they sing or perform, their words seem to flow effortlessly. That contrast inspired a group of teens who stuttered to help organize the Our Time Theater Company. They recently appeared at the annual convention of the National Stuttering Association in Anaheim, where they premiered Tales from the Cardboard Box. Robin Jurevich has the story.
Tales from the Cardboard Box is a series of three musical vignettes. All the songs and the dialogue are written by the company's seven teenage performers.
Good morning, California! How is everybody feeling this fine evening? Good? All right.
13-year-old Donnie Sethi plays the part of Empresario in this rags-to-riches tale of two sisters who become big singing stars. And there's this story, in which Sethi plays an awkward, bookish fellow estranged from his football star brother.
So there goes my brother.
Much to the amusement of the audience, Sethi sheds his thick glasses and his geek persona as the two brothers reconcile for the act's finale. He dons a single-sequined glove and gyrates expertly in the style of Michael Jackson. The show might not be ready for Broadway, but it brought down the house at this convention for people who stutter. Perfection isn't the point, says Our Time Theater Company founder Taro Alexander.
The idea isn't about, like, let's be fluent, but let's be who we are and still do a play. And to create an environment that's free from ridicule and free from the everyday rush of society.
The idea for this group, says the 30-year-old actor Alexander, came from his own experience as a person who stuttered since he was five. As a child, Alexander says he acted in his father's theater company. As soon as he'd step on stage, he'd speak fluently. But when the show was over, his stutter would be back, and he'd often keep quiet or avoid words that would trip him up.
What happens is you kind of go through life not saying the words that you want to say, which is very, very frustrating. And you feel a lot of self-hatred, and you feel very angry, and you feel just kind of left out. And, you know, that burden stays with you a very long time, because you feel like you're hiding from the world. You're not really, truly being yourself.
Alexander says it wasn't until last year when he started organizing the theater company and meeting others who stuttered that he began to accept himself and speak up despite his stutter. Most of the kids in Our Time say they've experienced complete fluency on stage when they sing, but not always when they deliver their lines. Still, says 13-year-old Donnie Sethi, his stint as an actor has given him the confidence to express himself off stage, even though it's hard.
I feel uncomfortable every time I speak. But I speak. It's just me. It's my nature to speak. If I don't speak, I will die.
About one in every 100 people stutter. Scientists have not discovered the cause of the disorder, and there is no cure. Research on stuttering suggests there's a reason why 13-year-old Donnie Sethi can sing on stage without stuttering, and why Taro Alexander can speak fluently in character. Dr. Gerald McGuire is a psychiatry professor at the University of California at Irvine, who stuttered since he was a child.
We would image people's brains speaking spontaneously and stuttering, and then we would image their brain speaking out loud with another person at the same time, reading out loud with another person at the same time, which induces fluency in individuals who stutter.
McGuire says brain imaging showed that when stutterers speak spontaneously, the part of the brain that initiates speech functions poorly because of abnormally high levels of the neurotransmitter dopamine. But when they read in unison or sing, the brain doesn't use the timing mechanism, and that's why they're fluent. McGuire's research has led to a breakthrough discovery. Dopamine-blocking drugs seem to help stutterers. He's using them himself, and he thinks they'll be widely used in the future. But they aren't a cure for stuttering. McGuire also recommends what's worked for him and hundreds of successful stutterers, from Aristotle to Winston Churchill to actor Harvey Keitel. Go out and express yourself, despite your stutter. As for the theater company, Taro Alexander says he wants to include younger children next year and perhaps start groups in other parts of the country. For NPR News, I'm Robin Jurevich.